The Ukraine-Russia conflict is moving on three distinct tracks simultaneously right now, and each one carries its own strategic weight. Let's work through them. On the ground in Donbass, Russian forces have pushed into Kostiantynivka, which is significant because it's one of the last Ukrainian-held cities in the region. If Russia can consolidate control there, it puts enormous pressure on Ukraine's entire eastern defensive architecture. These aren't symbolic territorial gains. They're logistical choke points.
Simultaneously, Ukraine struck the Crimea Bridge again. This is at least the third major attack on that crossing since 2022, and each time Ukraine does it, they're accomplishing two things: degrading Russian supply lines to occupied Crimea, and demonstrating to Russia that no piece of infrastructure behind the front line is permanently secure. The supply disruptions from this latest strike are reportedly significant, affecting the movement of ammunition and fuel into the peninsula.
And then there's the energy war running in parallel. Russia launched strikes on Ukrainian energy sites following what's being described as a record attack on the Tyumen refinery inside Russian territory. Ukraine hit a refinery in Siberia. That's not just about energy output. It's a signal about reach. Ukraine has been methodically demonstrating that it can strike economically meaningful targets deep in Russia, which changes the risk calculus for any Russian infrastructure that's currently considered safe.
Against that backdrop, Zelensky's deal with Germany for 600 Patriot missiles is enormous. To put that number in context, a single Patriot battery typically fires 2 to 4 missiles per engagement, and Ukraine has been burning through air defense munitions at a rate that has consistently outpaced resupply for the past 2 years. 600 Patriot missiles, if delivered on the contracted timeline, would meaningfully extend Ukraine's ability to defend against Russian drone and missile attacks through at least mid-2027.
Zelensky also mentioned that Trump responded positively to the idea of licensing domestic production of Patriot systems in Ukraine itself. That would be a structural shift, not just receiving weapons, but building industrial capacity to produce them locally. It's the difference between a country being dependent on foreign resupply and a country developing a genuine defense industrial base. Whether Trump follows through is an open question, but the fact that it's being discussed seriously is notable.
Now, the diplomatic dimension. Zelensky's comparison of Poland's newly elected president, Karol Nawrocki, to Viktor Orban over a medal dispute might seem like a sideshow, but it isn't. Nawrocki has been signaling more skepticism toward Ukrainian refugee integration and EU solidarity mechanisms than his predecessor. Zelensky calling him out publicly, using the Orban comparison as a deliberate insult within the European context, reflects how seriously Kyiv takes Polish political alignment. Poland has been one of the most critical transit and logistics hubs for Western military aid. Any drift in Polish political will creates real operational consequences.
And the Kremlin's position remains unchanged. A senior Kremlin aide stated plainly over the weekend that Russia is seeking victory, not a deal, in Anchorage or anywhere else. That's a direct rebuke of the diplomatic shuttle diplomacy that's been floated in Washington. Russia's position has consistently been that it wants territorial consolidation, not negotiated compromise. And statements like this one are meant to signal to European capitals that engagement without concessions is pointless from Moscow's perspective.
What we're watching in Ukraine right now is a war that has entered a phase of compressed parallel pressures, ground attrition in Donbass, infrastructure warfare, air defense competition, and the race to see whether Western industrial resupply can outpace Russian territorial advances. The Patriot missile deal is a concrete positive development for Ukraine. But Russia pushing into Kostiantynivka the same week is a reminder that diplomacy and battleground reality are running on very different clocks.